Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Lads, have you heard the UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has announced that American bully XL dogs are to be banned in the country by the end of the year? Yes, so the decision was made after a 52-year-old man in England died following an XL bully attack. That is just the latest in a series of serious incidents. Dog behaviour expert and host of a Dog's Life podcast, Anna Webb, joins me now to tell us more. Good morning, Anna. You're very welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Jennifer.
It's great to have you. So first of all, what is an American bully XL?
Right. Well, what it is, it's a dog that landed on our shores from America in about 2014. So it's quite new, yeah, in inverted commas. And it's a bit like a designer crossbreed, you know, that are really popular at the moment, like your Cockapoos and your Cavapoochons. The XL Bully is a combination of at least four different very large, strong dogs.
Okay.
So whereas the Cavapoochon is very small and fluffy and it's got big eyes and it's generally white and cute, the American XL Bully is kind of the opposite to that. But it is nonetheless a designer crossbreed. So it's a hybrid.
OK. And why were they bred?
Why were they bred? They were bred by what they were aiming to do was to take the edge off the American Pit Bull Terrier and create a very placid, docile, flobby, drooly, big dog that appealed to a certain person. You know, often we've seen celebrities in America endorse these dogs, famous sports people, to have these dogs often as their guard dogs. This has transferred over to the UK, so there are some big-name footballers, I believe. I'm not into football, so but they are big-name footballers that have these dogs as their kind of guard dogs in their big properties.
Okay.
So they are being bred for this purpose, as well as being taken on by people that are very responsible, understand dogs, have a good knowledge of dog training and behaviour, and for these people, these dogs, for hundreds of these dogs, make very good pets.
They do make very good pets in the right hands, but they have, but you said they're, you know, make very good guard dogs. But can they, like, are they aggressive dogs?
Any dog can be aggressive, Jennifer, and this is what the Dangerous Dogs Act has really confirmed. You know, this knee-jerk legislation was introduced in the UK in 1991. The aim of this law was to protect the general public.
Mm-hmm.
However, since its introduction, the sad truth is it has not done what it said to do on the tin. And dog bites have just increased statistically year on year, to the point that earlier this year over here, 34%, there was a 34% increase in dog bites compared to 2019. Now, this could well be due to the pandemic, because what everyone has seen through the pandemic is that dogs have become like accessories. You know, everyone has to have a dog, whether it is a Cavapoochon or an XL Bully. Dogs are the thing to have. Dogs have Instagram accounts now, and we have to ask ourselves, why are people, anybody, getting a dog if they're not spending enough time with their dogs? We've seen service sectors like dog walking, doggy daycares soar now because people are returning back to the office after the pandemic. Perhaps people didn't really understand the true commitment of what a dog is, that really, you know, you should walk your own dog every day, spend time with your dog, work through different situations with your dog. This is what people did back in the day. You know, I'm old enough to remember growing up with dogs when dogs never hit the headlines. Dogs were never in the news. So we have to ask ourselves, really, Jennifer, if this is a societal problem, you know, a socio-economic problem. These XL bullies retail apparently for over £10,000. They are being associated, unfortunately, with a bit of underworld activity, like money laundering, like illegal dog fighting, where, you know, certain individuals are exploiting the dog's size for their own ego and their own greed. Now, we see greed factoring in a lot with dogs at the moment. I support Dog Advocacy Ireland, for example, which is a fairly new charity and lobbying organisation that's really aiming to look at breeding, not only in Ireland, but the effects of this that it has, you know, in a greater context across Europe. A lot of dogs are being illegally imported into the UK. Now, that includes XL bullies, it includes Chihuahuas. And dogs that are badly bred, you know, not in the most ideal situations, you know, and not being bred by perhaps health-tested parents and the like, do cause a huge amount of, you know, stress and pain.
There's trauma
and
there,
heartbreak.
Right?
Sorry, I didn't catch that, Jennifer.
I said there's trauma there for the dog.
Absolute trauma, like massive trauma. So we have to recognise that if the XL bully is being attracted to these types of groups, then they're not going to be inbred in the best possible situation. So you could argue that these dogs are, you know, handicapped in a way from the get-go.
Yeah.
So out of all of the attacks in the UK, you know, only half of them have been deemed to have been, you know, inflicted by the XL bully. Now, the ongoing problem I see with this is that banning certain dogs has been proved not to work. As I just said, since 1991, dog bite incidents have just increased. In just 20 years after 1991, dog bites had gone up by 154%, not gone down. So we have to think here, look, what are we doing? Now, if the XL bully is attracted by, you know, certain individuals that want their dogs for certain purposes, then all they're going to do is cross these dogs with another big, strong dog and create another dog to fit into their world. What we need is better legislation. We need the dog license coming back in the UK, but a dog license that is effective, with the funds being transferred back to local authorities to invest into community education on dogs. Because to have dogs, you know, for purposes that involve intimidation or indeed dog fighting, and we've seen an increase of this illegal sport again in the UK recently, whether that's got to do with the cost of living due to gambling that's associated with it, you know, I don't know the answer to that. But all I know is that dogs do deserve better. And they do deserve owners that are responsible. And under Section 3 of the Dangerous Dogs Act, this is where we see dogs out of control in a public space, causing not always fatal injuries, which are absolutely awful, of course, but, you know, causing dog-on-dog attacks, as well as, you know, knocking people off bicycles, tripping over joggers. All of these things mean they're out of control. Now, all of these incidents are avoidable. And they're avoidable if people that take on dogs really understand the commitment they have here, you know, whether it's a Chihuahua or a Great Dane. But the worry I have is that in Rishi Sunak's statement just a week or so ago over here, he used the word type in his statement. Now, when you involve a type of dog, that's very non-specific. And a lot of big, strong dogs that are, you know, make great family pets are definitely not on the banned list of dogs, will, I think, be seized unnecessarily now under this new law, if it becomes law, Jennifer. You know, I'm still hoping, would you believe, that it becomes revoked and we can look at channeling the huge amount of money this is going to potentially cost the UK taxpayer. We're talking multi-millions of pounds. Let's say, look, we've got this budget. We know it's going to cost this much money, but let's use this proactively. You know, let's overhaul dog ownership. Let's overhaul dog breeding. Let's really put proper legislation in. And for me, my own personal little rant here is let's ban sales of dogs on the internet, because I honestly believe that overnight, perhaps with one switch, could really help the situation dramatically for the positive, not only for the dogs, but for the humans that buy these dogs.
You mentioned overhaul dog ownership there.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? What should be done there, do you think? Because you're right. Anybody can buy an XL bully, American bully online.
Well, they can buy an XL bully, but they can buy any dog on the internet.
Yeah.
And, you know, anybody, any breeder selling their dogs indiscriminately, basically, over the internet, for me, is not a responsible dog breeder. Mm-hmm. You have many responsible dog breeders in the world that really care about the progeny, the dogs that they're breeding. They raise them in the most excellent conditions to be well-rounded, adjusted dogs going on to their forever homes. And they're very, very fussy about who takes on their dogs. But if you just buy a dog like you might buy a vacuum cleaner, you know, you're not really helping the situation at all. And it's clear for me in those situations, people are doing selling these dogs all for the wrong reason, literally to earn money. And that's not what it should be about, not when you're dealing with man's best friend. So by overhauling, I mean things like this. You know, I'm old enough to remember life before the internet even began. So, you know, buying a dog over a computer, you know, 40 years ago would have seemed absolute insanity. And I do believe that is what it is. So overhauling aspects like this, but really bringing in, you know, tighter legislation, as I mentioned, through the dog license. Other countries do this really successfully. You look to the Scandinavian countries where, you know, dog bite incidents are massively, you know, barely negligible. They have a greater responsibility, I honestly believe, to dog ownership.
Okay. Oh, well, they always do it right. They seem to get a lot of stuff right. They certainly
well,
do.
You know, we could. Well, thank you, Jennifer.
Well, listen, thank you for coming on the show and giving us that insight. Really interesting stuff. Anna, thank you so much. That was dog behaviour expert and host of A Dog's Life podcast, Anna Webb, speaking to us there about the American Bully XL dog breed and the announcement that they are to be banned in the UK after a series of recent serious incidents. I do feel that people who buy those type of dogs, you know, not all of them, but a lot of the time, they buy a certain type of dog to intimidate, and then the dog has no hope and we have no hope. So I think she's definitely, I would agree in saying there needs to be tighter legislation and rules around getting a dog and dog ownership. We have a huge responsibility in that department.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.